Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm looking at a picture right now before we get to Will Manso. Look at that. Your pops looks good.
I'm talking about a hurricane. That's Randy Crowder.
Crowder's dad is in the eye of Florence, right? I mean, that thing was...
Right,
making a beeline for his house. He lives on the water, too, right?
He lives like a mile away from the shore. He was right in the middle of a bad situation.
I'm watching him work out right now. He's doing some chest presses.
In the garage.
He looks great.
People are worried about all that.
So he's got electricity. He's got everything.
Man, Randy don't need all that, man. Randy just needs Randy and vodka.
He is resilient. Cheers to Randy Crowder. He is resilient. Let's go to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Toyota of Hollywood, buy now and save big during the grand reopening of the all-new Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Will Manso is going to join us here. Will Manso, you watch him on Local 10. Obviously, during heat season, you see him on Fox Sports Sun. He's got to be happy that Dwayne Wade is coming back. Hello, Will.
Gentlemen, how are you guys?
And
I would say I'm ecstatic. I was starting to slowly dread as it got closer to training camp that Dwayne wouldn't be around, and that's not really an indictment of the team or the roster, just the fact that, you know, I mean, he's our star. We've had him for 15 years or so, and the thought of, I wasn't ready, guys. I wasn't ready to let go. I think we all knew. It's like when your kids go to college or when you grow up and you're not around your parents. Like, you knew the day will come that Dwayne's gone, but I think, like most Heat fans, I wasn't ready. I'm so glad he's back.
No, this seems right. This seems more right than if he would have just up and retired after half a season back with the Heat. This seems right because we'll all be able to come to grips with this being his final season. We'll be able to appreciate him maybe more than we have in the last few years. So I think it's great, and obviously it's got to be great for the Heat.
Yeah, and look, let's be honest, guys. The Heat have kind of kept their distance other than Pat saying, hey, Dwayne's going to have his space, do his thing. We want him back. We have a role for him. Spo said the same a little bit after the season. The point being, they were going to give Dwayne his space, but let's look at it from a marketing perspective. I mean, that building right now on Biscayne is ecstatic, putting out the Wade, you know, the Wade shirts and banners and all those things, because they know that they have, in that transition where they're trying to get to that next level, have those superstars like they did for so many years, which was led by Dwayne, in that transition, you know you're going to have a down year or two. The fact that from a marketing and excitement perspective, you have Dwayne kind of bridging that gap is a huge thing, aside from the fact that he can still play basketball and help the team. I think that's no question. We saw it down the stretch last year.
Well, what all comes with a retirement tour? Is it something every night on the road games? Is there something every month at the stadium? Like, what comes with this?
That's a good question. You know, I'm curious how they answer that next week. You know, when they hit camp, and they're all going to get asked, and obviously that being Spo and Dwayne himself and what they expect and what they want. I think from a Heat marketing perspective, I'm sure they're laying out, and they have been all offseason, a plan of you know, how are we going to handle this? It can't be a nightly game thing where, like, hey, game counter number 73. Dwayne has 73 games left. You know, I think they have to have a balance of how they do it and pick a specific time to honor him. But I think from a road perspective, guys, I think every time he goes to, like, when he's in Madison Square Garden for the last time, you got to think they're going to do the whole farewell tour and gifts and all that stuff. And I think a lot of arenas will be that way. So, you know, that's stuff that I think is pretty clear is going to happen. From a Heat perspective, I think they're going to formulate a plan where it's maybe not nightly, but I think there has to be a certain theme to the season where, yeah, we have to recognize that this is Dwayne Wade's last year and he's been our franchise. And whether that's culminated with like one grand night near the end of the season or at the end of the season, we'll see. But I know from our end, from like our TV end, we're already planning our special Dwayne Wade retirement, you know, your show. We're already planning this months out. So I'm sure the Heat are doing the same from how they're going to handle this.
Hey, Will, I've been audited before. This might be a weird question. Does he have to pay taxes on those gifts? Because you can only gift up to $11,000.
That is true.
You know, Jenny, That's a great question.
It's very public. It's a very public gift.
I mean, if they're giving you, like, you know, some special, I don't know, rocking chair or some special, some sort of electronic equipment that's, you know, 50 grand or something, I have a feeling that maybe, but, you know, the good thing is I think Dwayne's got a good account and he can handle it.
Yeah, he probably has a good account.
I got a good one now. Not when I was getting audited.
We all learned our lesson. Trust me, we all learned our lesson.
Will Manso from Local 10 is with us. Let's shift gears into football. I have to ask you about your New York Giants first. Your New York Giants, I was telling this at the beginning of the show, I went into this season believing that the Miami Dolphins were garbage, and I thought the New York Giants were going to be really good, and I have been proven wrong so far. Granted, only two games, but your Giants look terrible.
They're terrible. And, you know, and I couldn't, and the thing is, I'm a homer for the Giants, obviously, as my childhood team, and for the Dolphins, I'm a homer as well in the sense that I want them to do well because I grew up here and I cover them now, and I want to see the Dolphins do well, but even in being a homer, I'm realistic. I told everyone before the season, the Giants are terrible. Like, they're in a total rebuild, and they're doing it with a 37-year-old quarterback who can't move. And God bless Eli. I love what he's done. And when he gets a clean pocket, he can still fling it and throw it. But you guys know, you watch NFL games every week, there's no such thing as clean pockets in the NFL. Guys are coming on blitzes and rushing, and offensive lines aren't very good. And the Giants have one of the worst in football. You combine that with an old quarterback who can't move, and they're just unwatchable. They have no playmakers on defense outside of a couple of guys. They can't get a pass rush. It's so bad. I thought before the season, at best, they were a 6-win team. See, the Dolphins, I thought, would be a 7-9 win team. And I don't know about you guys. Like, I'm slowly sipping the Kool-Aid, but I'm still thinking that they haven't done – I haven't seen enough to think that they're more than that. But I think the next 3 weeks are going to tell us a lot, guys. I think the next 3 weeks in facing Derek Carr and facing Tom Brady and Andy Dalton – and offenses that have a little more consistency with their quarterback will get a better idea of what kind of team they have by week 5 or 6.
And, well, speaking of the Dolphins, Tannehill's use in the run game was great for me, because the first play of the game they came out, some third downs, he got first downs with running. He rushed for more yards than the New York Jets did, which is amazing. Yeah. But with that thought, Will, is it a little too dangerous that we're putting him in harm's way like that?
You know, it's a good question, because I thought the same thing. I'm like, wow, man. I mean, give Gase credit for something. I mean, he's not scared of doing things like this. I mean, to him, Ryan Tannehill's healthy. So if he's healthy and he's mobile, there's no reason he shouldn't run. And I think we all look at it like, man, he's coming off surgery. Like, but Gase doesn't think that way. And to Ryan's credit, he doesn't think that way either. He's cleared. He's healthy. There's no issues with the knee. So why not just be himself, which is a guy that has the capability to run? We've seen it throughout his career. So, yeah, it's a little dicey to me, and I wonder how, as the season continues and teams look at film and figure out that they're trying to do that, whether they scale back on that a bit. I do know that the 1-2 punch they have at running back looks really good. I think this kind of dink-and-dunk offense they have going works fine when he gets the ball out and you can run the football, and then maybe once a game take a shot. It worked in week 1 with Kenny Stills. This week, Tannehill overthrew Robert Wilson on the one bomb, but I like the little mix that they have going. Now, I think we all agree that they need to get more consistent in finding the end zone, though. If it wasn't for the defense the first 2 weeks setting them up in great spots, this offense hasn't particularly been moving the ball well on its own. So, but again, they're 2-0. Like, even through all that, they're 2-0, and that is, to me, very surprising.
It's kind of what I do with Malik Rozier. You know, if we go into college football, I know that he's not the most accurate of quarterbacks, but he was 10-0 at one point last season. He was the quarterback when they beat FSU and when they beat Notre Dame. And yeah. So I don't like a lot of the criticism that's levied at Malik Rozier. And I understand people wanting a different quarterback. That's fine. I don't have a problem with that. But what do you think about the Miami Hurricanes led by Malik Rozier? You think he's the quarterback by the end of the season?
Here's the thing that I always say, and I've had this discussion with Mark Richt for 2 years now, and I had it just a few weeks ago before the season started, before we went to Dallas, was Malik Rozier's had the entire offseason to prove himself again, and all those other guys have as well in camp and in film study and in places that we don't see these guys. Mark Richt, say whatever you want about him, whether he can win the big game or whether he'll lead Miami back to prominence and the national title, whatever, that's to be, you know, determined. But I do trust that he knows more football than I do, and that he understands the quarterback position, being a former quarterback, more than I do and more than most of us do. And if he looks at film every day and looks at guys in practice every day and in the weight room and in the film room and in the study room and all these things and on the field, and thinks that Malik is the best chance to give him to win games this year, And who am I to argue otherwise? I think we all see the potential in Nikosi Perry. I mean, when he gets out there, he's a big kid. He's a little thin still, but he's, you know, he's trying to bulk up. He can run. He can move. He's got a strong arm. But obviously there are inconsistencies to his game that we haven't seen that Mark Richt is concerned about. Otherwise, trust me, if Nikosi Perry was better suited to win football games right now for Miami, I have no doubt that Mark Richt would start him and would have started him from day one. But Malik has done the job, as you mentioned, 10-0 last year, won some big games. And more than anything, guys, what I love about him, he's as resilient as they come, man, because when there are moments where you're just thinking it's going to all collapse, he comes back like a game the other day and has 5 touchdowns and plays well. And he's found a way in his 2 years as starter to always make that play right when you think that you're down on him and maybe things are turning the other direction.
And that team with Malik Rozier, the defense last year kind of bailed him out a lot too, with their turnovers, the turnover chain, and all that. Will, how does this defense line up against last year's? Because they're not up there with the turnovers like last year, but they are tops in the NCAA in tackles for loss. How do they line up against last year's team?
I mean, I think you know this great. You know this better than anyone. Being a defensive player and a guy that obviously knows the way defenses work and turnovers work. A lot of turnovers is really luck. I mean, in that LSU game, remember there was a fumble early, and the Canes got missing a turnover when the game, you know, right when it got started. What if they get that turnover? Malik scores a touchdown, and they lead them down to a 40-yard drive, and they score, and they take the lead 7-0. The game totally changes, and turnovers are so hard. That's why when you live and die by the turnover, it's just very hard to be consistent in winning big games. When they happen, great. And there'll be games this year where the Canes get 4 or 5 turnovers and it's great and the chain's coming out. But I think more than anything, to your point, is they need to just pressure the QB, stop the run like they have. You know, Jerry Willis has been unbelievable in the middle. I mean, he's such a big guy stopping some of their freshmen. When I was on the field in Dallas, I couldn't believe it pregame, seeing some of these freshman kids like Silvera, these kids that are 18 years old and 300 pounds, and it's just these big guys. As long as they make plays and stop the run and get to the quarterback and all these tackles for losses, they'll be one of the top defenses in the country. Now, when they force the turnovers, they could possibly be one of the top teams in the country. But it's hard to live and die by that as the only way that you're going to win big games.
Will Manso, Local 10, Fox Sports Sun. They've got the Miami Sports Pod. He and Clay and Dookie Lang, they do Miami Sports Social. I mean, you're very, very overexposed, Will.
Yeah, I'm tired of myself. I'm not going to lie.
He's got 2 Twitter accounts now.
When Solero texted me, hey, you want to be on? I said, honestly, I don't want to hear myself. No, I don't.
This is a great text that came in at the beginning of our interview here. I hadn't even thought of this. What does Wade do if he has a really good year and leads the team, say, into the second round of the playoffs?
I thought of that as far as – I've actually thought of the opposite. What if, God forbid, he got hurt or it was like – you know what I mean? Like he missed a lot of the year. I've kind of been the pessimistic guy on the other side. But then it's the optimistic side is like, what if he is phenomenal? I think that's a great way to go out, guys. I think that's a better scenario, obviously, for many reasons than the dumb one I just mentioned of getting hurt or having an injury-prone year. I think if he has a big year, what better way to go out? He's already got 3 rings. He's got a lot of money. He's got a beautiful wife and a great family. He's obviously got a lot of ventures in business and charity. And Dwayne is set for life in so many ways that I think the best way to end it is a productive, solid season where they go into the playoffs, make some noise. Dwayne's a big reason why, and we send them off with a big thank you, and he's always welcome back in his house, and he'll always be a big part of the Heat franchise.
Your scenario actually has a better chance of happening. I hate to be that guy as well, but I think the way that you said it may have been a greater likelihood.
I hate that I put it out there. I don't even want to put it out there.
Not the injury. I'm just saying where he's just like, you know, after you're like, you know, whatever, 8-13, yeah. And it's another night of travel. And
I'm hoping that's not the case.
I'll cuss him out. I hope he balls out and sticks around for another season. Where's the music, Valero? We don't have any music. I got excited there for no reason.
He's shuffling.
I know he was shuffling. I don't know what he was going to find, but it was going to be nothing appropriate.
He was going to find Donna Summer Last Dance. That's what he was going to do.
All right, Will Manso, Local 10, Fox Sports Sun. Follow him on Twitter, on his multiple Twitter accounts. What's the one you want to promote? Will Manso, WPLG?
Yeah, that's the new one. That's the station one they're trying to promote. And I told you guys, they really want to plug all our video and stuff and, you know, hits and pods and all that stuff to that one. So the other one I still use to rant about the Giants and to block Valero, But this one, this one I talked Shelton about.
All right. Well, follow Will Manso, WPLG, and you'll see all the stuff that he's doing with the Miami Sports Pod, Miami Sports Social, and whatnot. Thank you, Will.
Anytime, guys. We'll talk soon.
We have to play the Don Bailey Jr. calls at some point, right? I really want to hear these. Do we want to do that in the next segment? Or
you want to? We could.
I don't know. Like, what does everybody want to do? I want to hear them.
DBJ.
Let's do it. Yeah.
All right. Don Bailey Jr. calls from Saturday. There's four of them, right?
Correct.
Have you? You've obviously heard
of
them because you cut them up. How?
He improved from last week. So like last week he had two bad, two good.
Right.
I think he's got three good, one bad.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Making progress.
All right. I'm excited. I also get excited talking about Dave and Buster's in the Oakwood Plaza in Hollywood. You know how much I love that place. Dave and Buster's in Hollywood. They've got happy hour Monday through Friday, 3:45 till 7. That means you can go enjoy happy hour just 30 minutes from now. That's a good time to start happy hour. Perfect after work happy hour. Cocktails are just $3, $4, and $5. During happy hour, bar bites are only $5. That includes Asian chicken wonton nachos, loaded pot stickers, guacamole and chips, Kobe meatball sliders, Bavarian pretzels, and Mexican street corn quesadillas. Dave and Buster's in Hollywood, they've still got their late night happy hour too, 10 p.m. till close. That's Sunday through Thursday. They've got specials almost every day of the week. Today, Tuesday, $2 Tuesdays. You can get $2 tacos, $2 Corona bottles. Tomorrow, all games, excluding virtual reality, are half price. And if you're looking to watch football this season, college or NFL, I always remind you, you can't do any better than Dave and Buster's in the Oakwood Plaza in Hollywood. The TVs and the sound system, the views are great from everywhere. The food, as I mentioned there with just talking about the appetizers, the atmosphere is so great. It's one of the reasons that you'll always find me at Dave and Buster's in Hollywood with friends and family during football season because it's the perfect place to watch a game. So you can make that your football watching headquarters this season. Can't do any better than Dave and Buster's, the Oakwood Plaza in Hollywood, just east of I-95 between Sterling and Sheridan. Dave and Buster's. Eat, play, drink, watch. Radio.com. Radio.com. By the way, I was just speaking about Dave and Buster's at the end of the last segment. We do have a contest up on our website. If you go to WQAM.com/contests, you can enter to win a $50 gift card to Dave and Buster's in Hollywood right now. So you can go there. Dave and Buster's, you know, I say that's your football watching headquarters. Very easy to enter. Go to WQAM.com/contests, plural, and you might be this week's winner of a $50 gift card to Dave and Buster's. Man, we are just handing stuff out lately.
We're pleasant.
We really are. Like, you tune into this radio show at 2 o'clock every day, and then all throughout the day, we're just handing stuff out. Was what, about 2:45, we gave away a $50 gift card to Funky Buddha Brewery? Like, we're making it rain gift cards. We're making it rain gift cards.
You should go to a strip club and throw gift cards.
Hey, man. You know, if there's money on it.
I give out gift cards, and I don't know if there's money or not.
Yeah, Crowder's got this thing. He loves to give, because I don't know how he ends up with some, but he's got these gift cards in his wallet.
I always volunteer my time. Someone's like, hey, come out to my high school, come out to my middle school, you know, to talk to the kids. I'll go talk to them, and they don't want to give me money because I'm like, I'm volunteering. So they give me a gift card, and I don't know how much money it is. And then I always, and it's a dumb thing, I always take it out of the paper. Because they're right on the paper what it is, but I want to fit it in my wallet.
Right.
So I take it out of the paper, and I just put it in my wallet.
And then you forget.
Then I forget it's there.
And so whenever, you know, Falero does something well, rarely, you know.
Very rare. Yeah.
I give him cash, but Crowder gives everyone gift cards. There was a time we were leaving the show at 6 o'clock. This was so great. I forget. Were we going to Dave and Buster's?
We were going to Dave and Buster's.
And what was, you were wearing something that was uncomfortable? Or
I didn't like his clothes.
Yeah, he didn't
little.
Like my clothes, so he wanted me to go to
Crowder didn't like his clothes. This is such a great story. Crowder doesn't like what Falero's wearing, which, by the way, F you. Like, that's the response. The response is F you.
No, but it was tiny. You were like, I probably shouldn't wear this out.
So we're going to Dave and Buster's after the show. No, you really weren't.
Well, I wasn't planning on going to Dave and Buster's, and you guys invited me, and I was like, okay, I'm not going to go in what I'm wearing.
Okay, that sounds more plausible. So in that plaza, in the Oakwood Plaza, there's a Kmart in there.
Yeah.
And so Crowder goes, oh, I got a Kmart gift card here. There's probably, what, $50 on it?
He had four Kmart gift cards. Four.
And did he give you?
He gave me all four. He goes, I don't know how many are in here. It could be probably $10, $20 or $50.
Right.
Like,
so you're thinking like anywhere from $80 to $200 to buy some new clothes.
Correct.
Yeah. Which, by the way, what could you have been wearing that you're upgrading at Kmart? Like, what could you possibly have been wearing?
Hey, man, Kmart's a nice store.
Where the notion of going to Kmart is going to improve your game.
You know them paper-thin soccer shorts, the little tiny ones?
Yeah.
He had on some of them
like
with his
Umbro,
knees out.
Like Umbro shorts? Like
he had on Umbros and this little itty-bitty shirt with holes in it. He looked ridiculous.
All right, so he goes, and we're at Dave & Buster's. He goes to Kmart and then shows up slovenly in his Kmart clothes. He shows up, and on the four gift cards, there was what, $3?
No, wait, so I get a pair of shorts, and I get, you know what, okay, four gift cards. Let me go get something else. So I get a soccer ball because I needed a soccer ball. So I go to the checkout counter, and I go, I don't know how much is in here. So here's the first one. And I see the total go from like 45 to 40. I'm like, nah, this can't be right, man. Four gift cards, $5 each. Yeah, it was. I had to pay out of pocket
for
Kmart shorts.
I told you, I don't know how much is on them, man. I just try to be nice.
So yesterday, we were talking. Solana was in for Falero because Falero was out sick. And Crowder had given Solana, what was the gift card you gave him last week?
Some restaurant.
It's a restaurant gift card. And Solana said that he went there. The bill was $60. He gave the gift card, and the waiter brought it back and said, there's still a balance on here. So he got the really good gift card. You got $4 to spend at Kmart.
Thanks, bro.
That's the luck of the draw.
It really was.
That's what I'm saying, though. If you're a stripper and someone's making it rain gift cards, you're going to pick them up.
Got to. Ooh, the Google Play guy's out there, girl.
Ooh,
the Red Lobster guy's here today. Come on, man.
That's a funny sketch right there. You know the guys from the gift cards that they give out.
You re-up my gift card, George? Oh, come on down here.
Come on over here.
He also tried to give me an outdoor bat. Was it outdoor? The fishing?
Yeah, Bass Pro Shops.
Bass Pro Shops. I checked it online because I already had the Kmart.
Right. You had learned your lesson.
Yeah. I checked it. $0. So it's not the luck of the draw, whatever it is. Okay?
Like, even you're walking around with a gift card that's got $0 on it? Like, don't you just tell the cashier, keep it at this point?
No, I keep it. I take them.
I want to be that guy at the strip club, man. Hey, Kim, you like Old Navy, don't you? What?
Hell out of here, Billy. Nobody goes to Olive Garden anymore.
Are you a fan of Carrabba's over here? Over here, honey. You like that Carrabba's?
You ain't getting no action.
Today is National Cheeseburger Day. Apropos of nothing. National Cheeseburger Day.
Is a cheeseburger a sandwich?
Well, yeah, hamburger's a sandwich.
Yeah. Okay, just making sure.
Yeah.
Why hamburgers. Does it need a day?
Why doesn't it need a day? Really, it needs
has
a week.
No, it has no emotion. It should be National Cow Day, because that's who really supplies the hamburgers. They sacrifice their life.
We can all admit, though, a cheeseburger is better than a hamburger.
Yeah, you put cheese on anything.
Right? Cheeseburger better than... Like, you would never order a hamburger over a cheeseburger.
Never.
There's no situation at a barbecue, restaurant, or whatever, where you say, I'll take the hamburger. Because they always say, you want cheese on that. There's no one in this room that would say no.
Well, somebody got that lactose.
Right. Unless you're lactose intolerant. Yeah. Then you ask for the lactose intolerant cheese. Is that a thing?
Yeah, it's so nasty and thick.
I don't like that.
Hmm. No, you put cheese on it. What can you put cheese on to make it worse?
Ice cream.
Put cheese in the tub with me.
He got you on that one. Let's be real. That would actually ruin ice cream. Because I always say bacon makes everything better. Bacon, actually, you could put that on ice cream too.
It wouldn't. Because they do the salty, the little cinnamon
salty
bacon.
And sweet, yeah. Bacon on anything makes it better, right?
Yeah. I don't know. I might be able to find a cheese that you put in some ice cream now.
I don't think so, man.
I gotta do my research, man. There's sweet cheese.
Although there
out
is
there.
Like cheesecake. Like cheesecake has cheese in it, and you can get cheese.
I said
cheese.
Ice cream.
Well, you can get cheesecake bits, you know, in the ice cream. Like you could do that at the ice cream when they do the mix-ins. You know, there's always like a cheesecake bites.
And see, he's thinking about a little sprinkle cheese. What about all the little goudas and all that good mooly cheese? See, you're simple minded.
What type of cheese?
What did you just say?
The mooly gooey cheese.
Mooly.
Both of you don't know what you're saying.
Like the gulu.
No, you said it. He said it. Neither of you know what you're saying, and don't say it again. All right? Just take my word. Take my word on that one. Why are you cheering? Who scored?
Liverpool. Daniel Sturridge. 1-0.
I hate him when he does that. I hate him when he does that.
Is it not good?
All right,
it's pretty good.
It's not good.
Whittingham do that.
It's not good at all.
Is it good?
It's not good. All right. I promised you the Don Bailey Jr. calls. Let's take a quick break. Then we'll come back. We'll do the Don Bailey Jr. calls. Radio.com. Radio.com. All right. I don't want to make people wait any longer. And when I say people, I mean me and you. Don Bailey Jr., he is the radio analyst for the Miami Hurricanes Radio Network. And I was in the production studio before the show started today. Victor Bermudez is in there already working on production for UMFIU on Saturday. You know, Victor, this is very important. He maintains that Miami crown with UM. He doesn't like these FIU guys, you know, starting to flex every now and then. And, you know, because they've got Butch and Ken Dorsey and this is a battle for Miami or whatnot. And Victor's like, this ain't a battle for bleep. Like, we're going to pound y'all.
Is it? I think isn't that what's going to happen, right? Like,
I mean, it should.
No question.
They're 27-point favorites.
Yes.
Hurricanes are 27-point favorites. So, but anyway, Don Bailey Jr. on the radio broadcast for the Hurricanes game, he sneaks in, sometimes sneaky, sometimes it's right in your face, sometimes Joe has to say to him, hey, do one of the funny lines, so it runs the gamut. But he works into the broadcast different lines that we've given him during the week. And Joe Zagacki participated, I'm told, this week as well.
Yes, he did.
All right, I'm very excited. So we'll play for you here what we gave Don Bailey Jr. to do, and then we'll listen to what he actually worked into the broadcast. So what's the first one we have, Falero?
You getting mad. You getting mad. I'm getting rich. You getting mad. I'm getting rich.
Okay. You getting mad. I'm getting rich. Seems like that would be
very simple.
Very simple. Let's hear it.
Here's the run-up and the kick. This one toward the corner and goes out of bounds. Bubba, Bubba, Bubba.
Come on,
thinking, Bubba. 21-0. I hate when they do that.
I know you do. You get mad, and I'm getting rich, Joe.
I have no idea what just happened.
Just following the script.
That's the way that I want it done. It's perfect.
Let's go.
You get mad, and I'm getting rich, Joe.
Joe's fuming over a bad kickoff, and that's exactly the way it should be done, where Joe's, I mean, they sound like an old married couple. You know, he's like, oh, I hate when they do that, and he's like, I know you do. You know, like, it's just an old married couple, and then he just blurts out, which happens in married couples, too. All of a sudden, your wife blurts out something, you go, what the hell did that come from?
There's the run-up and the kick. This one toward the corner and goes out of bounds. Bubba, Bubba, Bubba.
Come on,
thinking,
Bubba.
21-0. I hate when they do that.
I know you do. You get mad, and I'm getting rich, Joe.
I have no idea what just happened.
Just following the script.
That's really good. I love that. I think it's great. You turned it into a song? Let's hear it.
Watch out, little B.
You get mad. You get mad. And I'm getting rich, Joe.
Yeah.
You get mad.
Oh!
And I'm getting rich, Joe.
What? Ah, drop the bass!
That was good.
I feel like I was on an acid trip there for a second.
Watch out, little B.
This is great.
You get mad. You get mad.
and I'm getting rich, Joe. You get bad, and I'm getting rich, Joe.
Wow.
Red. I had to stretch that out a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah, no, I noticed. All right, what's the next call that we gave to Don Bailey Jr.?
I only love my bed and my mom, I'm sorry.
All right, I only love my bed or my bed. I don't know if it's his son's name, my bed, or that's the middle name. I don't
he
know.
He hid it for so
Sources.
Long.
Only love my bed and my mom, and I'm sorry. And then we even said to Joe, you could throw in God's plan there at the end. So let's hear this.
Baxa waiting. Snap is down, and Baxa's kick is good. And with 8:11 to go in the first quarter, Miami with a spick and span drive, they grab a 7-0 lead over Toledo.
I only love my bed and my mom. I'm sorry.
God's plan.
That is great.
They're firing on all cylinders.
That is great.
I only love my bed and my mom. I'm sorry.
God's plan.
That is just wonderful.
God's plan.
This is great.
Oh, my goodness. They are firing on all cylinders. Let's see if Falero is.
It's a lot of bad things that they wish and 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 on me. Yeah. Hey. She say, do you love me? I tell her only.
I only love my bed and my mom. I'm sorry.
God's plan. God's plan.
Terrible.
What do you want me to do?
Anything better than that. That was terrible. You started DBJ's line while Drake was still rapping the line before
because
it.
I had to get my bed mixed
go
in correctly.
Go get DJ Zog downstairs at Power 96 and let him show you how to do this.
I'm one for two on the songs.
Yeah,
okay.
That was brutal. And my heart was beating, waiting for when Drake was going to be ready to say the line and I was going to hear Don Bailey Jr. instead. I was so excited.
He messed it up.
All right, what's the next line that we gave DBJ?
I got the only house on the block, paid for. That's why I'm the king around here.
I got the only house around the block, paid for. That's why I'm the king around here.
This one blew my Twitter up.
This was from Friday, yeah. we told him Kang.
Yes,
right?
Kang.
All right, let's hear it.
37 yards for Malik Rozier. Another touchdown for the Hurricanes quarterback and another headline for the Hurricanes quarterback. Miami 41, Toledo 24.
Malik Rozier, you got the only house on the block paid for. That's why you're the king around here. What a play.
That's as good as I expected that one to be. And then he gets a little nervous at the end. What a play.
Malik Rozier, you got the only house on the block paid for. That's why you're the king around here.
That is great. I give him a plus on all these.
He's killing it right now.
I'm telling you, he is.
And you haven't heard the best one yet.
Really? I forget what we gave. What did we give him?
It's contagious, bro.
It's contagious, bro. This is Jarvis Landry giving that speech to the Cleveland Browns. It's worked. They're 0-1-1.
Good job, Jarvis.
So we gave him, it's contagious, bro. And I think I wrote bruh on what I sent him, B-R-U-H. So let's hear what Don Bailey Jr. did.
Ball at the 19-yard line, Rozier. And a Bayless up the middle. Nobody's going to get him. It's a touchdown, Miami. DJ Dallas, 19 yards for a touchdown. With 8:34 to play in the third quarter, the Hurricanes strike quick and now lead it 27-14.
It's contagious, brah. It's contagious.
Brah. I think it's brah.
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 I'm a bro guy, so it's hard for me to get the brah out.
I thought he was saying broth for a second. It's contagious broth.
I was saying brah.
They were correcting each other, but no one had it right.
It's contagious, brah. It's contagious.
Brah. I think it's brah.
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 I'm a bro guy, so it's hard for me to get the brah out.
I'm a bro guy.
That is so great. Because he wanted to pronounce it right, because I wrote B-R-U-H. I know I did.
It's contagious, It's contagious.
It's contagious, Well, those he's 4 for 4 in my book.
This is best game in a long time.
That is his best game in a long time. Wow.
It's contagious, brah. It's contagious, brah.
I think it's brah.
I'm a bro guy, so it's hard for me to get the brah out.
I mean, just tremendous. It's tremendous.
Two grown-ups yelling brah.
I want to correct it, and they're both serious. Brah. I want to hear the first one again. You getting mad.
Here's the run-up and the kick. This one toward the corner and goes out of bounds. Bubba.
Come on, thinking, Bubba.
21-0. I hate when they do that.
I know you do. You get mad, and I'm getting rich, Joe.
I have no idea what just happened.
Just following the script.
I want to hear the song. Let me hear that song, though. That was the best part.
Watch that little beat. Watch that little beat.
You get mad, and I'm getting rich, Joe. You get mad, and I'm getting rich, Joe.
It comes so out of nowhere. It's the most shocking thing I've ever heard in music.
And I'm getting rich, Joe. You get mad. And I'm getting rich, Joe.
Watch that little beer. Watch that little beer.
It's so bad. It's out of nowhere. Like, you've got it cranked to 11, and you get.
Watch that little beer.
You get mad, and I'm getting rich, Joe. You get mad, and I'm getting rich, Joe.
Oh, my God.
I killed it on that one.
You killed it on that one, man. You really did.
I'm crying.
These are texts that are coming in. OMG, I literally can't. LMAO. DBJ is radio gold. LMAO, contagious broth. Laughing my ass off. They're doing fantastic. Just when I thought it couldn't get any better. Oh, my God. That is great. You getting mad. Turned it into like a Halloween pack.
You're getting mad. And I'm getting rich, Joe. You get mad. And I'm getting rich, Joe.
Watch out, little
dude. Did you think that sounded good?
I thought it sounded good. It didn't sound as bad as I heard it today, so.
Yeah, thanks. You were in the studio and you were like, fire.
Yeah, I was fire. Had nobody to bounce it off of.
Right?
I killed
Kimberly. Kimberly, wait till you hear what I put together. Yeah, I can suck him in with a little bit of bass and then I just go.
Have you used the app before that stretches the words?
Yeah.
That was the first time.
I've used it before. I never used it that long.
Did you try a couple different versions, or you went with what worked first?
No, I tried different versions, man. This one sounded the best.
And you settled on this.
I did. Yeah. Hold on.
Watch out, little
you get mad. You get
a little
mad.
Echo there, huh?
Yeah, and I'm getting rich.
You're killing it right now.
You get mad. And I'm getting rich, yo.
Watch out, little beer.
Man, get a different app.
Different app.
I killed it, man. I'm sorry.
My goodness.
You want to hear it again? I guess you guys want to hear it again.
I don't know what I want anymore.
You get mad, and I'm getting rich, Joe. You get mad, and I'm getting rich, Joe.
Watch out, little beer. Watch out, little beer.
Every time I think it's not. not going to surprise me again. I go, okay, I've heard it enough. I know it's coming. I go, ah!
Oh, you got me.
Oh, my God. All right, I can't even do my commercial now. Just give me a second. We'll come right back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.